Hey! How's everybody doing? My name is Tom Sharpling. Coming up next, the best show in Doyle-Fuel. Hey, is that Scratchy Record? How you doing, Scratchy Record? What's going on up there? Don't you laugh at me! Don't you laugh at me, Scratchy Record! Stop it! It's not funny! I'm already in a bad mood and my show's 1 minute old. I hate this. Stop laughing.
Oh. No, I can laugh all I want.
It's not funny. Will you stop it? Oh, finally they stopped. No! I hate you laughing, Scratchy Record.
Now I'm going to die.
Stop! Seriously, stop. Seriously. I'm not joking anymore. Stop. Ah. Thank you for stopping, Scratchy Record. I hate that, too. Why aren't you laughing? I like that better than you. Oh, you're talking slow motion. You're going to talk to the devil or something. You're sending messages to suburban teens to shoot each other. Eh, you're satanic. Go away. Oh, thank you for going away. Hey, everybody. This is the best show on WFMU. Tom Sharpling here. WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope Worldwide on your World Wide Web at WFMU.org. We are still sans theme, so we're just going to get right to the music. Here's something from Neil Young. Hey, everybody. My name is Tom Sharpling. This is the best show on WFMU. We are back for another installment tonight. Take you to 11 o'clock, and then more fun will keep going because the station, it doesn't go away. We maintain the transmission 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The phone number, 201-200-9368, 201-200-WFMU. It is Open Phone Tuesday for the time being right now, so let's get some calls coming in about whatever you want to talk about. Associate producer Matt is not here tonight. We have Jeff filling in for him. So Jeff will be screening your calls. If you want to email the show, all you do is go to friendsoftom.com, which is the official super hot website for this show, and all you do is you click on Contact Tom. And if you go there, you can also check out our chat room, which is set up. It's the Friends of Tom chat. There's all kinds of people yakking it up over there. It's worth checking out. But if you write an email to us, here, me, us, I'm not going to do that we here feel. No, it's kind of just me. But you write the email, and we read the email like that. It's so quick. So anyway, we just heard from The Liars, a record which I'm about to retire from this show. I've played it far too many times. The name of the EP is called We No Longer Knew Who We Were. And the song is You Know I Hate Stupid Phones. And that is put out by the people over at the Handheld Heart Corporation. Before that, Mass Temper with the song Gravedigger from the comp entitled A Deadly Dose of Wild Psych. And that's Wild as in Zach Wild from Ozzy Osbourne's band, W-Y-L-D-E. Not as in Wild the way it's spelt in the English language, Wild. Comets on Fire from their self-titled debut album. We heard Got a Feeling, reissued by the people over at Alternative Tentacles. Hot stuff from Comets on Fire. The Saucers before that. The name of the record is What We Did. We heard Muckraker from that hot record. And just so you know, these are recordings from 1978 to 1980 featuring Craig Bell, who was in The Mirrors. It's also got some people who were in Dump Truck. I'm going to guess it's a Piven, if I have to guess, as I look through the credits. Is it a Piven? No, it's not a Piven. But Mark Mulcahy, who was in Miracle Legion, is on this. But don't hold that against this recording. And starting us off, Neil Young from On the Beach, recently reissued on CD for the first time ever. See the Sky About to Rain. Once again, 201-200-9368 is the number, 201-200-WFMU. It is Open Phone Tuesday, so give a call to talk about whatever you want to talk about. FMU, you're on the air. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Sean Burbank.
How you doing, John? Sean. Yeah. Sean, how you doing, Sean?
I'm doing all right.
What's the good word out there? In Burbank, California, right?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, I had kind of a weird week last week. Something either really good happened and something really bad. You know, it depends on how you look at it.
Uh-huh.
First thing, I found a copy of Geddy Lee's solo album.
Okay, and that was the bad thing.
I don't know if it was good or bad. It was $2.99.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, it was like 26 cents a song.
Okay.
So, you know, good value, maybe bad songs. I haven't listened to it yet. And the second thing, I met a monkey.
Really?
Like a simian, like a capuchin monkey.
And how big is that monkey?
It's like, you know, big enough to fit in a duffel bag size monkey.
What monkey, if we who watch television had to picture that monkey, what show would we think of to see that monkey? Is it kind of like Clyde? No, that's an orangutan.
Yeah. No, I'd say, do you remember the motion picture Monkey Trouble starring Harvey Keitel and Thora Birch?
Yes.
That kind of monkey.
I think he followed, didn't he literally like follow up Bad Lieutenant with that movie?
I think so.
It was like Bad Lieutenant and then Monkey Trouble.
Yeah. And I don't know, I'm not sure this.
You there? Did we lose him? Come on, Hollywood. Get with the program, Broham. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's Matt.
Hey, how you doing, Matt?
I'm doing all right, although I'm sorry to tell you, I don't think I'll be coming in tonight.
This is Matt, the associate producer of the program.
Yes, indeed.
I was wondering, I thought you were running a little late.
Yeah, I have a very good excuse, though.
What is it?
I'm in another country.
That's not acceptable. What country are you in?
I am in your adopted homeland of
Canada. Yes, Canada. How is it up there?
It's beautiful. It is it's warm and hot, but it's not too hazy, and everything is delightful. The people are wonderful. The women are beautiful, and everything is a little bit cheaper.
Yes, you said there is a savings up there.
Absolutely.
So what are you doing up there again?
I'm attending the Fantasia Film Festival, which I have been doing every year since 1999.
Now, I guess I can tell you this, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
Okay.
But the movie Fantasia is available down here. You can, like, rent it.
It is, but this is they show it every day for a week. Now, this is Fantasia. This is not Fantasia 2000.
Okay.
So that, you know, it's every day, and myself and my parents, you know, we're big fans.
Okay.
And
who isn't?
Huh?
Who isn't?
Absolutely. And you know, it's like and what's great this year, what they're doing, it's something very different. They're showing one segment at a time.
Of Fantasia.
So like the opening, that was yesterday, and today I think the Rites of Spring. Rites of Spring was today.
Uh-huh.
Then tomorrow will be the, I think it's the Sorcerer's Apprentice, and then we'll keep going up. You get one segment a day. It's terrific.
So it really makes you appreciate it.
It's, yeah. And, you know, there are lectures. And, you know, every year James Lapine comes up and does a little talk about the film. And Roger Ebert as well. So it's quite wonderful.
Wow. I was making fun of it at first, but now...
You want to go. You want to be there.
Actually, no. I'm trying to think of a different level of making fun of. To think of, like, what... You know what I mean? Like, maybe making fun of doesn't capture it.
I think probably what you're looking for is you just want to feel sad.
A little bit. I will say, though, we'll talk about our little movie pick thing.
Yes.
Next week, you're back in it.
I'm in it to win it.
We're tied again.
Are we tied? How are we tied? I thought this is the third week.
Yes.
I obliterated you the first week.
You know, it was 2-1 the first week.
Okay, yeah.
And then the second week, I pulled the trifecta.
That's true.
So then it became 5-2.
Yeah.
Oh no! Wait, did it? Yeah, so I'm still in the lead then, because we did two movies last week.
It was only two. That's right.
Yeah.
So one of them I was frighteningly accurate.
Yes.
And the other one I was closer than you are. I was far closer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we will go into detail on that because I don't have the other thing in front of me.
Exactly.
But we'll do that next week.
Okay.
We'll resume the game.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm on vacation.
So you're on, exactly. I'm not going to hold you to your show responsibilities.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Are you having fun?
I'm having fun. This is a great town, and seeing a lot of people I haven't seen in a little while. And It's a great time.
I'm glad you're having fun. We're going to do a segment, though, in 1 minute, though, which you are going to miss. It's going to be called...
Uh-huh.
The Sleaziest Rocker of All Time.
Oh, man.
People have to guess who the sleaziest rocker of all time is.
And we're now, do you have a sleaziest rocker already?
Oh, I have the stuff ready.
Huh?
I have the stuff ready. I already know who it is. And we are going to review the...
Could you give us a little hint?
I cannot.
You cannot.
I'm sorry. I can't do it.
That sounds very exciting, though.
It's intriguing. You're gonna have to listen on the archives.
And the amazing thing is there are so many sleazy rockers who people don't know are sleazy rockers.
It's going to be exciting.
This is great.
I shan't tip my hand.
Oh, man.
But I shall tip my hat to you.
Thank you, Tom.
Well, thank you, Matt.
Thank you. Thank you once again. And a greeting to all of our listeners in my new adopted homeland of Canada.
Okay. And you're in what city there?
I'm in Montreal.
Montreal. Great. Okay, because people were asking where you were.
I'm in Montreal. If they want to come by, I'm at the Fantasia Film Festival at the Concordia Theater.
Okay.
Is that Concordia University?
People can check Matt out there.
You can go to FantasiaFest.com to find out the skinny on the actual Fantasia Film Festival.
Check it out.
It's a lot of fun.
All right, Matt.
Have a great show, Tom.
Will we see you next week?
Oh, you will indeed, unless they add Fantasia 2000 to the program, which I don't think they will.
All right. Well, we look forward to it. Thanks again, buddy.
No problem.
We'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Matt checking in, our own associate producer / call screener. But the phone number now, 201-200-9368. It is Open Phone Tuesday, technically. But I am about to unveil a segment that I call Sleaziest Rocker of All Time. Who is the sleaziest rocker of all time? I know who it is, but I want your guesses right now. 201-200-9368. Can you guess who the sleaziest rocker of all time is? Let's get your calls right now and your guesses. 201-200-9368. Who is the sleaziest rocker of all time? Now, this is covering the entire history of rock. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, I know this isn't going to be the right answer, but I'll start the bidding at David Bowie.
David Bowie is not on the list.
Oh, gosh, not even on the list?
Not even on the list. That shows you how sleazy this list is.
Wow, this is a whole new dimension. All right.
Gear up. Keep guessing.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye. Who is the sleaziest rocker of all time? FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, Tom. Is it Gigi Allen?
Gigi Allen comes in at number 2 on the sleaziest rocker of all time list.
Okay.
So if that gives you a hint.
Okay.
He's number 2.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thanks.
Good guess, though.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, what was the last guess? I missed it.
The last guy guessed Gigi Allen.
I'm going to go with Gene Simmons.
Who did you say?
Gene Simmons. Kiss.
Hold on 1 second. Buddy, hold on. Did you say... This is taking way too long. Hold on. Did you say Kiss? Gene Simmons?
Yes.
Gene Simmons comes in at number 4 on the list.
All right.
All right.
I feel vindicated.
Good guess.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Bye. All right. Gene Simmons is number 4 on the list of sleaziest rockers of all time. 201-200-9368. So people have guessed Gigi Allen, who's number 2. Gene Simmons, who's number 4. FMU, you're on the air.
I think you have way too broad a category. You have to define sleazy better.
Give me a guess.
I was going to throw out Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee comes in at number 8.
Oh, man.
Nice guess, though.
Thanks, dude.
Bye. Tommy Lee is number 8. So far we have number 8, number 4, and number 2 guest. For the sleaziest rocker of all time. FMU, you're on the air. Who is the sleaziest rocker of all time?
Well, I'm going to change up on going with a woman and say Wendy James.
Wendy James. You mean Wendy O. Williams?
Yeah, you're right. Wendy O. Williams. Yeah, the girl from Transvision Vamp.
Oh, from Transvision Vamp. No, she definitely didn't make the list.
Oh, she didn't make it.
Sorry.
Yep, well, somebody else will have to guess her.
All right, thanks, buddy. Bye. Neither did Wendy O. Williams. FMU, you're on the air.
I would say Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa came in at number 11, so he is not on the list.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Good guess, though.
Thanks.
Bye. Eh. 201-200-9368. Who is the sleaziest rocker of all time? FMU, you're on the air.
I got it. Hello?
Hey, you're on the air, buddy. Who is it?
Chuck Berry.
Who did you say?
Chuck Berry.
Hold on just one second. Did you say...
Hello,
just one second. Did you say Chuck Berry?
The King of Rock and Roll, Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry comes in at number 3.
Oh.
Close, though. Good guess. Thanks, buddy.
Okay. You just started doing the things you used to
do. I was motivating over the hill. Who is the sleaziest rocker of all time? Chuck Berry, obviously. Only second to G.G. Allin and the number 1 sleazy rocker. Makes you wonder who number 1 is, doesn't it? FMU, you're on the air.
I think it's Iggy Pop. Nothing else will do.
Iggy Pop? Iggy Pop comes in at number 5.
Number 5? Oh, you guys.
Nice guess. So we've got... this pen won't write. So... just trying to keep track here. We've got number 8 is Tommy Lee. Number 5 is Iggy Pop. Number 3, Chuck Berry. Number 4, Gene Simmons. Number 3, Chuck Berry. Number 2, G.G. Allin. FMU, you're on the air.
Okay. It's Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee Lewis is number 6. You jerk. Shame on you. FMU, you're on the air.
I'm so torn between two, but I'm going to say David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth, not on the list.
No.
Who's the other one?
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger, not on the list.
No. I've got Zach Wilde.
Zach Wilde, not on the list.
Okay.
Who is the sleaziest rocker of all time? We're filling out the list here. We've come close. Nobody's gotten number one yet. Who is it? FMU, you're on the air. Hey. Hey, who's the sleaziest rocker?
If Chuck Berry is 3 and G.G. Allin is 2,
yeah,
then Ozzy Osbourne is number 1.
Wrong. Ozzy Osbourne came in at number 98.
What?
FMU, you're on the air.
How about Alice Cooper?
Alice Cooper came in at number 9.
There's got to be somebody from Michigan. Come on.
Number 9. Nice guess.
Number 9?
FMU, you're on the air.
Okay, I say Nico.
Nico? Hold on a second. Hold on 1 second. Don't go anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Hold the line. What's your name, by the way?
Johanna.
Johanna? Hold on. Did you say...
Nico.
Did you say Nico? Johanna? You said Nico, right?
Uh-huh.
Nico came in at number 7. Nice guess. The sleaziest rocker of all time. People are trying to figure out who it is. Number 8, Tommy Lee. Number 7, Nico. They guess number 5, Iggy Pop. Number 4, Gene Simmons. Number 3, Chuck Berry. Number 2, Gigi Allen. We have not gotten the number 1 sleaziest rocker of all time. FMU, you're on the air.
I got it.
Who is it?
Steve Tyler.
Steve Tyler, not on the list. Who is it? 201-200-9368. FMU, you're on the air.
How about Sid Vicious?
Sid Vicious comes in at number 5. At where? No. It was number 6. Good guess.
Oh, well.
No one can get him. No one can get the sleaziest rocker of all time. That's unbelievable. FMU, you're on the air. Who is it?
Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson comes in at number 9. FMU, you're on the air. The phones are exploding, but you people can't get it. FMU, you're on the air.
Dude, it's got to be El Duce from the Mentors.
El Duce is number 10. I think I'm ready to unveil We're going to go over the list again. El Duce, number 10. Marilyn Manson, number 9. Tommy Lee, number 8. Nico, number 7. Sid Vicious, number 6. Iggy Pop, number 5. Gene Simmons, number 4. Chuck Berry, number 3. Gigi Allen, number 2. Oh, and Jerry Lee Lewis was worked in there somewhere. I'm sorry. The list got stretched out. Gigi Allen, number 2. And who is the sleaziest rocker of all time? One more guess. Who is it?
Paul McCartney.
Wrong. Paul McCartney. One more guess. Who is it?
Bob Dylan.
Wrong. Not Bob Dylan. Ladies and gentlemen, the sleaziest rocker of all time is none other than
Young Girl, Get Out of My Mind.
Gary Puckett from Gary Puckett in the Union Gap. Just listen to the lyrics.
With all the charms of a woman,
you
kept the secret of your youth.
Listen to this part here. You led me to believe you're young enough to give me love. And now it hurts to know the truth. Oh, my God. This guy. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah. How about Keith Richard? Will you bless you?
It's Gary Puckett. This is maybe one of the creepiest songs ever released.
You're just a baby.
It's basically a song condoning intercourse with underage girls. Yes, yes, it is wrong to be alone with you. But then he says that come on look is in your eyes. So it's the girl's fault. It's the 13-year-old girl's fault. Gary Puckett, the sleaziest rocker of all time. FMU, you're on the air. FMU, you're on the air.
You know, I appreciate Gary Parkin, but you got to give Fred McCall, my man Michael Jackson, something about it, some actually do it. Go Michigan.
Go Michigan. Yes. I'm sure she wondered. This is so disturbing, this part. So hurry home to your mama. I'm sure she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind. Because I'm afraid we'll go too far. FMU, you're on the air.
When you pulled that out of the bag, I was laughing so hard. I mean, that's so true. You know, sometimes, you know, like the only thing I can get decent on the radio is this holding station around here. And it blows my mind every time this song comes on. It's like, you know, what are these people thinking? You know, these people are like, you know, still will wear petticoats and, you know, don't button down their shirt or nothing, you know, I mean, you know, in any suggestive manner, and yet they play this song, and it's just like, you know, where do you get that contrast from? And then, you know, there's other songs too. There's a song by that band you hate, Grateful Dead, that play some schoolgirl song.
Well, we're not gonna, the Grateful Dead are lightweights compared to Gary Puckett.
Well, there, what about Dr. Hooks?
Dr. Hooks, did Dr. Hook ever have a song called This Girl Is a Woman Now?
Well, there was that Sweet 16 or whatever song.
No, this is sickening.
No, I agree. I agree. This one tops it. There's only...
Listen to this song. Listen to the words.
This girl walked in dreams, playing in a world of her own. This girl was a child, existing in a playground of stone. Then one night her world was changed, her life and dreams were rearranged. She would never be the same again. This girl is a woman now, she's learned how to live. This girl,
this girl is a woman now because this pervert, this 39-year-old pervert, says so. That he, ugh.
This girl tasted love.
This girl tasted love.
As tender as the gentle dawn.
As tender as the gentle dawn.
She cried a single tear.
She cried a single tear.
A teardrop that was sweet and warm.
A teardrop that was sweet and warm. Here's the creepiest part.
And on that sweet and delicate night, the child had died, the woman had been born.
Yuck! On that sweet and velvet night, a child had died, a woman had been born. Oh, God, I'm going to throw up. The sleaziest rocker of all time, Gary Puckett. Oh, my. I almost lost it right there. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, I heard there was a big controversy with Gary Puckett, and he had to go underground and change his identity.
To what?
He became the lead singer for your Blood, Sweat, and Tears. What's that guy's name?
How dare you? You don't disgrace David Clayton Thomas. That man is a Canadian patriot. Shame on you. FMU, you're on the air. FMU, you're on the air.
Technical question.
Yes.
Gary Puckett is just singing these songs. Jerry Lee Lewis actually married a 13-year-old girl.
Yes. Gary Puckett is choosing these songs.
Ah!
He's choosing them.
I see. That clarifies
it. Have you ever heard the song, this song?
Yes, I've heard all
Check
of Gary Puckett that I care to hear, thank you. I'm just saying, Jerry Lee Lewis actually married the 13-year-old girl who was his cousin.
Lady Willpower.
Never give your love to me, and I shall
Okay.
It's like a normal song. Oh, that's kind of romantic. So it's kind of a song. It's about a lady also. He says Lady Willpower.
I know you want to see me, but you're afraid of what I might.
And the songs are completely disturbing in their structure. They all start off with the big chorus, and then they go into the first verse after the big chorus, which is where he lays out the creepiest thing you've ever heard set to melody. For example, Lady Willpower, which we will begin again. So it starts off normal. The stirring chorus. After he gets the chorus out of the way, he can get into this stuff.
I know you want to see me,
and then it's like his manifesto.
But you're afraid of what I might have on my mind.
Yes, I am afraid of what you might have on your mind.
One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love if you will let me give you mine.
I'll take good care of your love if you will let me give you mine. Now, let's see if this next verse is any more normal than that first one.
Did no one ever tell you the facts of life? Well, there's so much you have to learn.
The facts of life!
And I would gladly teach you if I could.
Good news. Good news. Gary Puckett will teach you the facts of life. Just so you know, he will do that for you, 14-year-old girls. The sleaziest rocker of all time, Mr. Gary Puckett. FMU, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. I like these songs.
You like what songs?
I like everything you played so far by Gary Puckett.
These Gary Puckett songs, you like them?
Yeah, they remind me of my youth.
What capacity do they remind you of your youth?
Oh, you know, mixing it up with younger ladies, let's say. Let's leave it at that.
Well, how old were you?
I was in Votech. So I was 22.
Yeah?
She was, the first one was probably 14.
Oh, God!
But it was a loving thing.
It was...
So I can relate to some of those lyrics.
Well, that's disgusting!
That's what everybody told me.
And rightfully so.
Why?
Because that's statutory rape.
It never went that far, though. See, it's interesting because I did take a cue from Gare, and I actually used some of those lines on this young lady.
You used Gary Puckett lyrics on her.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's now or never. Give your love to me was one thing I said.
So, thankfully, it never went that far.
No, it didn't. But I did get harassed by the local authorities.
Now, you were in Votech back then?
Yeah.
Now, how long ago was this? How old are you now?
I'm 53.
God. Ugh! I need a shower. And have you ever been... I hope you've been arrested.
I have.
And oh God,
I'd rather not say for what.
Will you say the neighborhood of the thing you were arrested for?
Well, it involved what we were just talking about, and an automobile.
So you basically, I'm talking to a criminal right now.
I got caught making love to a car.
Wait, hold on. You got caught, so there was no girl involved?
No. I'd sworn off with girls after that incident with her.
So this was you?
Yeah.
And a car?
Right.
And you were having intercourse with an actual car?
Yeah. You make it sound dirty.
How can it not be dirty?
I don't know.
Oh,
I
want to
hear more Puckett, okay? I want to hear you play that song. Have you already played Young Girl?
Yes, we already played Young Girl.
Okay, what's the other one that's up along the same lines? There's like what I call the trilogy. There's that one, Lady Willpower. And there's a third one.
This Girl's a Woman.
That one.
Yeah, we played that one
already.
You
did play that one already? I must have been in the can when you played that.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You are so... I hope you're not a fan of this show.
I listen all the time, yeah.
Oh, so you... Oh, great.
Only
are you...
Because I have, like, a mental image of you. And I want to know if it's what you really look like.
What is it? Describe it.
6'8".
Okay.
Long blonde hair.
Yeah.
Goatee.
Uh-huh.
You wear love beads.
Yeah.
You're shirtless.
Uh-huh.
You're pantless.
Uh-huh.
You have black socks on.
All right.
And you wear glasses like Gary Puckett wears.
On the
cover of Greatest Hits.
You're wrong on every account.
Okay, well, I want to come and see what you look like.
I'd rather you really didn't.
Where do you live?
Where do I live? I can't tell you where I live.
Well, I'm coming to get you. Look out.
Oh, I think I'm going to morph. The sleaziest rocker of all time, Gary Puckett. FMU, you're on the air.
Let's look at a couple of items here. First of all, you're overlooking the fact that Gary Puckett has basically invented a genre called perv rock. And second of all, the production values on this stuff that you're playing, I don't know where you're getting your music from, are really, really exceptionally good. I mean, somebody spent a lot of effort to record these things really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And you've never seen David Clayton Thomas and Gary Puckett in the same place at the same time, have you?
I have.
Really?
Yes.
That's frightening. I did hear an interesting rumor, and I emphasize that this is a rumor so we don't get into any nasty trouble, that David Clayton Thomas actually did have an affinity for girls that eventually were proven to be mildly younger than legal age. But That's
slander, my friend, and libel, and in.
I know some people in the sweat camp that would, you know, kind of...
The sweat camp.
The sweat camp.
You are disturbing.
I'm sorry.
What's your name?
I choose not to say that. I am a big fan. I've been listening to you since the 60s and AM and everything.
Gee, that's a shocker. I choose not to give my name. You're just like that last guy. You really are. That's probably your brother.
I plead the fifth.
I know who this guy is.
Do you?
I've got a line on you.
Oh, man.
I've got a line on you, buddy. You called last week. You've been a Weisenheimer last week, right?
You
called pretending you were Petey, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You did. Shame on you.
Oh, damn.
Petey is 10 times the man that you are.
Oh.
And you know what?
What's that?
Get off my phone.
Oh.
You pervert. Hey, 201-200-9368 is the number. It is Open Phone Tuesday here on the best show on WFMU. And just so you know, this is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the World Wide Web at WFMU.org. We were talking about the sleaziest rockers of all time. But now we're going to just move it back to your meat and potatoes open phone Tuesday, if you so wish. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, actually segueing from Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. Who's the sleaziest of the Democratic contenders for president next year? The Union Gap, and, you know, you got me thinking about, oh, it's election season almost. And
uh-huh. Who is it?
I think it's Howard Dean.
And
but, I think that will work for him. I think that's the strategy we want to work at.
That we like sleazy guys?
Well, I mean...
Like bring back the Clinton era?
Well, I mean, I'm ambivalent about those assessments of the guy. I guess maybe he was, but it clearly worked somehow. And maybe this is the magic that this country needs. Which one is the sleaziest?
So maybe we should actually be supporting Gary Puckett for president.
Well, has he been seen in the same room?
Wait, whoa, I just got to back up. What was that laugh?
I was taking a sip of a beer, and it's like almost, I was trying not to spit all over the phone. The last two callers, I'm at least calling for real.
You know what?
What?
I still don't like your style. Get off my phone. Shame on you. What kind of grown man has that kind of laugh? Shameful. Hey, I just noticed something on the chat board, which is very unsettling. Someone entered in a name, under a name that I usually enter chat rooms under. Holy moly. Oh, God. Let's get back to the magic. The magic of what? The magic of rock music. America likes the Flaming Lips. They won a Grammy this past year. They got sued by Cat Stevens. They recorded their own fantastic version of the White Stripes' Seven Nation Army, which has the... Buttonhole Surfers doing Moving to Florida, the lyrics from Moving to Florida, atop the music from the White Stripes. So it just is like the ultimate meeting of the minds. It's kind of like Paul Leary and Meg White teaming up with Stephen Drozd, or however you say that guy's name. But let's check it out. 201-200-9368 is the number. Oh, hey, by the way, we have our Friends of Tom Best Show on WFMU Song Contest, which is in full effect, and I think there are some entries, which hopefully I can figure out how to get them, and we'll play some on the air if I can figure out how to do that. But in the meantime, let's listen to this weird team-up between the Flaming Lips, the White Stripes, and the Buttonhole Surfers. Check it out.
Hey, everybody. This is the best show on WFMU. My name is Tom Sharpling. I am the host here. For the next hour and 38 minutes, we will be rocking it all the way till 11 o'clock. No, we just heard from Quintron. The name of the CD is Are You Ready for an Organ Solo? Place Unknown, the name of that song. On the 31G label. Mr. David Bowie before that with Moon Age Daydream. Taken from the Fantastic Hits of David Bowie collection. Some exciting news about that song. It actually, like a lot of songs these days, Hollywood has taken notice. And the song Moon Age Daydream is actually going to be made into a movie, which will be produced and possibly star Nicolas Cage. Which is kind of exciting that he has an eye out for interesting projects, as always. The Toklas before that, from their five-song Super Smash extended play release. We heard Mausoleum. You can find more out about the Toklas by consulting your local parish. Your minister can tell you more about them, or you can just email thetokleys@hotmail.com, or go to tokleys.com, and it's T-O-K-E-L-E-Y-S, kind of like toke, taking a toke, like one toke over the line, T-O-K-E, you know, like, I'm going to get high, toke, and then L-E-Y-S, added to the back of that, as if, like, I'm so high, I'm going to eat some Lay's potato chips, but they're not really Lay's potato chips, because that's spelled L-A-Y-S. These are like a knockoff brand of potato chips, so it's L-E-Y-S. So it's like, think, look, that's all you need to think of. Getting high, and then a low-grade knockoff version of a popular brand of potato chips, .com. And starting us off, the Flaming Lips, moving to Florida. Like so many great things, stolen from the internet. Now, you know about this song contest we have going. It is the Friends of Tom Best Show on WFMU first annual song contest. You can write and record a song about the show, any aspect of the show. You can do a song about me, about the callers, about the guests, about Petey, about anything you want. And then you can go to friendsoftom.com for more information. Just go to the main page, and it's right there. Friendsoftom.com. You can read all about the contest. The contest ends in a month, beginning of September. So you got to get your entries underway. And you can do anything. You could do a song. You could sing along with a record. You can record your own thing. You can do anything. And it, don't worry. I'm not looking for, let's just say that if Rick Wakeman entered this contest, he would most likely lose, because his effort, while it would
have fantastic musicianship, it would not be in the spirit of the show. So don't worry about that. Don't worry about production values, any of that noise. Here's one entry to the contest. Let's see if we can play this. We'll get a peek at one of the things someone submitted.
Scratchy record start.
Won't get scratched. Won't get scratchy record.
This is Tommy and the Scratchy Record.
Scratchy record keeps on going. Scratchy record. A little bit more.
The Scratchy Record, where'd you go?
Scratchy record.
This is Tommy and the Scratchy Record.
Scratchy Record, please stop!
Holy moly, how about that? That was fantastic. Somebody actually made a record out of a song out of the Scratchy Record thing. Let's check out another one. Okay. Come on. Here we go. Let's check this one out. Alright, that's another entry into the song contest. The Friends of Tom Best Show and WFMU first annual song contest. It's wide open, people. We got two good entries there so far. But don't be afraid. We got more. I'm going to try to play another one we got here from somebody. Let's see what this one's like.
One time rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond the illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Through my mind could think, I still was a madman. Through the voices and the dreaming, I can hear them say, carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more. Masquerading as a man with a reason.
This is not new. I just want to say, I've heard this on other people's shows on the station. I've heard Irwin play this. Not a a contestant in the contest. It's amazing. But it shan't enter the contest. Sorry. But let's get some more entries in for this contest. And let's get some phone calls right now. 201-200-9368. 201-200-WFMU. We're going to hear some more entries later in the show to the Best Show on WFMU Friends of Tom Song Contest. FMU, you're on the air. FMU, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, great show tonight.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. You know, I wish your show was a little longer.
Well, it's a 3-hour show. Well, I thank you.
Well, yeah, it would be great if it actually went to like 1 a.m.,
like a 5-hour show?
Yeah. Okay. You know, I got terrible insomnia. And, you know, it usually kicks in around midnight. So if I could just have your show going, you know, until like 1, I'd be asleep in no time flat.
Yeah. So, oh, so this is an insult.
Hey, you're smart, too.
Oh, man. Wow. Sarcasm.
Well, he not only plays horrible music over the radio, he's really smart. He's got that intuition that we all strive to find within us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I am so sorry that I'm just not up to your level, obviously.
Well, yeah, that is obvious, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, it is, I know it must look so easy from where you're sitting.
Well, you know, I can't say that you've you know, your topics tonight have been really you know, exciting by any means, you know. Gary Puckett and his lecherous lyrics.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a story ripped right from today's headlines.
I'm sorry that wasn't you know, super contemporary for you then.
Hey, what's next? You going to bust on Agnew? What's he up to?
Oh, yeah. I, you know what? I would really love to see you do any better. Really, seriously. It's not as easy as it looks to do a show. And I guess from your vantage point, it's just a, you know, it's just a matter of everything can be wrong. But, you know, I'd love to see what a jerk like you would come up with,
hey,
if you were behind the microphone.
Call me a jerk.
I just did.
I was, you know, well, so what, you want me to, what, you want me to come in there sometime or something and do a show?
Yeah, I would gladly give you the opportunity to do a show, to sit in and see how what you were able to come up with. Brilliant.
Huh.
One.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
Are you backing off it a little bit now?
No, I mean,
it's a little all of a sudden the prospect of actually getting back here is a little intimidating.
No, I just don't know if I could come up with, you know, something as contemporary as a, you know, a rant against a guy that was making records, what, 30 years ago? You know, I mean, you know, most radio hosts would be talking about, I don't know, the Kobe Bryant case, or the, you know, the gay minister who's, you know, who's up for bishophood or whatever you call it, or, you know, the hunt for Saddam. But you know, you're getting some hard hitting stuff there, I guess.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I could match that.
Man, I am so sorry that I'm just not up to your standard again.
You know.
You know,
hacked him. That's all I can say to you is hacked him.
You're in it. Great.
You're wallowing.
I'm wallowing in it.
Yeah.
And you're definitely in that vantage point where, you know, I don't, honestly, again, I don't like to say this because I think people have a right to criticize, but you are just gunning for me.
Well,
so, I mean, I really would love to see what a brain surgeon like yourself would come up with if you were here
doing
a show.
Hey, okay, I'll do something.
You'll take me up on the challenge?
Yeah, I mean, if you will guarantee me that you'll let me do my thing and stay out of it.
Yeah, okay, absolutely. I will turn. Can you? So you want to do a little bit now? Do you think you have it? I'll get out of the way right now.
Oh, sure. I'll try something. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'll give it a go.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Let me think for a second. Let me just get it together here. Let me think. Okay. All right. There we go. All right.
Hold on.
Today, those two jokers from New York City have a little film coming out. You know them as I call them Timbug, and let's check out a little blast from their past here. How about a little Rhythm Section One ad?
Oh, so I guess he's gonna just play records. This is the worst. Oh.
Stop the hairstyle made of
wonders. The look at you as if some kind of rhythm section one has no other need besides you. Rhythm section one has to give the reason why. Rhythm section one has no other need besides you. The rhythm section one has to give the reason why.
That's right, Rhythm Section Wanted. Hey, we got a email from Daryl in Carrollton, and
hold on. Wait.
You said you weren't going to.
I just have to interrupt. You said hold. Just your name. What is your name?
The Cheetah.
The Cheetah.
Yeah, you're running with the Cheetah. Can you keep up with me?
So that's your show, Running with the Cheetah.
That's right.
And you, who is the Cheetah?
I'm the Cheetah.
So your name is just the Cheetah?
No, my name is Bill Cheetah.
Bill Cheetah.
Yeah.
So your last name is Cheetah.
That's right.
Uh-huh. How do you spell that?
C-H-E-E-T-A-H, Cheetah.
Yeah, that is, and that's your real last name?
That's my real last name. Look, I'll show you my driver's license.
Bill Cheetah.
That's right.
And what? I've never heard the last name Cheetah before.
Well, you have tonight, and look out because it's going to be all over the world soon.
So, do you want me to get out of the way and let you do this show? Because I said I would see what you've got.
Well, how are my levels coming through?
Your levels are coming through surprisingly good.
Great. Yeah, I mean, I want to keep. I'm going to keep blazing. If that's cool with you.
Go for it, Bill Cheetah.
Okay.
You want to take calls?
I'm going to play a couple more songs real quick. Okay, I got a lot of email requests that I got to get to. Okay?
Email requests.
Okay, so here we go. All right, Daryl in Carrollton, he's very excited about the Kiss Aerosmith show that's coming to Houston. Daryl wants to hear a deep cut from the boys in the makeup. And Daryl, this is about as deep as it gets. This is, of course, I'm unmasked, and this is She's So European. Take it, Gene. It's going to be a great show. I can't wait for you. I'll be there. Hey, we got a little KLBJ trivia to play out there. I want you.
It's WFMU, by the way, not K whatever that is. This is WFMU.
It's KLBJ, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, for the fact that it's on WFMU, that's what I'm concerned with.
Well, I'm on KLBJ out of Denton, Texas. I don't know about you.
You really prepared for this, didn't you? Were kind of, this is like, is this your dream or something?
I practiced at home a lot.
Well, go on, Bill Cheetah.
Okay, here we go. Listen, everybody, we're going to play some a little bit of trivia here, okay? All right, whoever answers this first gets a great prize that I will tell you about in a second, okay? What early 80s, late 70s, actually, New Dylan gave us this top 10 hit? Okay, here we go. Quick, we already got a winner. Karen in East Matthews is the winner of that, and she did guess correctly. That is Steve Forbert. That's right, Little Stevie Orbit. And that is Romeo's tune, Bring Me Those Southern Kisses from Your Room. That's right. So, Karen, congratulations. You get a brand new KLBJ T-shirt that says I Got BJ'd from KLBJ. So wear that well. We got a little dedication here. This is, let's see here, from Shelley to Mort. Dear baby, I love you, but sometimes you make me want to spray paint the walls. Take it, Greg. That's what I call an adrenaline rush. Good Lord, that's something else.
Good Lord, what kind of station is this that you're running?
It's KLBJ. We play the best of everything. That's our motto.
So you go from They Might Be Giants
right.
to a deep kiss cut
yeah.
to Steve Forbert trivia
right.
to early Black Flag.
Oh, well, you know, we try to please everybody, okay? Hey, I do want to make this this announcement real quick, okay?
Okay, okay. Sure.
All right, hey, I want to tell all of you out there about the KLBJ Rockin' Picnic on September 10th. It's going to be at 4 p.m. in Guthrie Park. That's the north end of the park by the band shell, and that is Rutherford Hayes band shell, not the Daniel Cooper band shell. So basically that's where Chestnut Street would be if it wasn't a walk and where Fortner Street actually is. So come on down for that. Music is going to be provided by the great Bob Timmons band, a great band out of Denton, Texas. The Gary Richrath Group will be there. Very exciting for all you REO fans. And this band here is going to be there, the Pride of Philly. They're coming all the way out just for this show. It's going to be great. Take it away, guys.
Oh, the Hooters. Oh. Just so people know what's going on, this guy was bad-mouthing me, and I dared him to do his own, to see how good he could do on the radio. And apparently I dared the one guy who had a fantasy radio station in his house and is now trying to show that he can do it better. So he now is in his little fantasy radio station in Denton, Texas, is playing his own weird interpretation of top 40 oldies
early.
Yeah, we'll be dancing on September 10th. That's going to be great at 4 p.m. once again, and I can't wait to see those guys. I haven't seen them in a long time.
So you telescoped that one, huh?
Pardon me?
You telescoped that cut.
How do you mean?
You kind of gave everybody a little taste of who's going to be at the concert.
Exactly.
So this is...
We call it foreshadowing here in Texas.
Okay, you foreshadowed
yeah.
it. So this is Bill Cheetah.
That's right.
Who I, again, as I was explaining, made the mistake of... I guess it feels like a real mistake now of challenging you to see how good you could do, because you were kind of giving me some lip about how you didn't like my show. So I said, can you do any better?
And I'm doing better.
And now you somehow I tapped into the one guy who on Earth who has a fantasy radio station in his house.
Hey, it's no fantasy. I'm doing it, and people are loving it. I'm getting all kinds of emails here. Hey, I do want to open the phone lines up, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
The number is 201-200-9368. Do you have a topic? I mean, that's something that, you know, it's a big part of being a host is having a topic.
Todd, the cheetah always has a topic.
My name's Tom, but...
Okay.
All right, I'm going to get out of the way. I promised I would.
Yeah, clear out. You promised you would.
Yes, I'm out of the way.
You're not living up to that, and I'm obviously blowing you away. I'm sorry about that, but, you know, the cheetah is the master of the jungle. Okay, are you shutting up?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I promise I'll shut up.
All right, everybody, we got three topics we want to, I'd love to get your opinion on, okay? Number one, what's your favorite kind of fast food? Okay, I'd love to hear what you guys think. You know, I actually like... I have several favorites. You know, I love McDonald's French fries. I think they're the best. It's the perfect combination of crispness and saltiness, and I just love it. I can't get enough of it. Burger King shakes. That's my favorite. My favorite shake of all the fast food giants. And I love Wendy's burgers. I think they do it best. Dave and his crew. Topic number two. Okay. Who do you think's the best guitarist out there? Personally, I'm going to go with good old Slowhand.
Ugh.
Lots of people say Eddie VH is the best from the Sweat Brothers, but I don't know. It's two different styles, you know. And there are those guys that say Yngwie is the best too. But he's, for my money, he's a shredder. I think what he does is great, but he doesn't have the subtle nuances of EC. You know, so we could definitely talk about that. I'd love to hear your opinion on that. And thirdly, why is it okay for some people to use the N-word, but we can't? Maybe someone could shed some light on that.
That's one of your topics.
That is. Let's open those phone lines there.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, okay, just responding to this ridiculous little interlude here. Am I responding to Tom or am I responding to Cheetah here?
Cheetah, it's my show from here on out.
Okay. Well, first of all, there's a couple things. Someone's fairly humorous. I mean, for, you know, something out of a can, I got to say there's a bucket of chuckles in there somewhere. You know, the only thing that starts on top is dessert, and basically you haven't even gotten the warm-up tortillas yet. In my humble opinion, KL Bologna needs to get off the air. But, you know.
Sorry about that. I had to lose you there.
I'll assume that's when you want me to hang up on somebody.
That is when they get dumped. Hey, if you can't deliver something that's intriguing or something that brings something to the cheetah, then you get dumped and you are dead weight and you have been devoured. I'm sorry, son.
And I'm gonna just say this is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Man Hope Worldwide on the web at WFMU.org. We are stuck in the middle of this horrific radio show right now that this guy is trying to prove he can do a better job. Let's keep the calls going. 201-200-93684. What is the name of your show again?
The Cheetah. Running with the Cheetah.
All right, so if you have calls for Bill Cheetah, make them now and go on with your show.
Okay. Hey, everybody, what about this new Bennifer movie, Geely? Totally tanked, apparently, the other day. I haven't seen it, and I don't think I'm going to see it, but the word on the street is that it should be called Astar. Did you get it? you know, the Dustin Hoffman Warren Beatty flick.
You're on the air.
Astar. I'm not done yet.
Billy Cheetah? Bill Cheetah?
That's right. You're running with me. Can you keep up?
Yeah. You were talking about you running the show better than Tom.
Yes.
I'd just like to say, Tom, this is Mullet Man. All right. Sorry to say, I think your show is kind of boring without Tom running it. So I think you should give the mic back to Tom.
Tom's show is boring.
No. Your show is boring. Tom's
Speaking
show is-
of J-Lo, you know, personally, I would not throw her out of the old sex room, if you know what I mean. And J-Lo, I don't care what they say, you are still my Venus.
Don't tell me he's going to play the entire television song, the song by Television Venus, over the phone.
One from back in the day, if ever I heard one. Hey, I do want to tell you guys, I hope you've all been listening to Bobzilla during the drive time every day this week. He does have two tickets to go see Bizkit at the Coliseum on September 15th, and that's going to be a very exciting show. We are sponsoring that. A little news, though. The album is not going to be called Panty Sniffer like it was rumored to be. Fred does definitely have something up his sleeve. He's being very coy, though. I'm not sure what's going on, if it's going to be about Britney or not, because, of course, you all remember that he was involved with her, or was he? I don't know. He says yes, she says
Yo,
no.
Billy.
Excuse me?
Billy? Yeah, is this Billy Cheetah?
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, is Tom there?
I think Tom has gone home.
Tom's gone home?
He's gone home, yes.
Gone home?
Do you want to
sure?
hear a little Bizkit?
Are you sure?
Do you want to hear a little Limp Bizkit? Do you want to hear them do Faith?
No, I'm good. I think you want to hear some, like, NSYNC, though.
You'd be a lot better if you heard a little bit of this. All right, take it, Fred. Oh, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like me. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play, cause I play them too. Oh, but I need some time off from that emotion. Gonna kick my heart up off the floor. That love comes down without devotion. Well, it takes a strong man, baby, but I'm showing you that door. Rock, gonna laugh. Oh, I gotta turn that one down. That's blowing out the speakers here in the studio.
FMU, you're on the air. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom. 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 Tom.
You're on with Bill Cheetah.
Mr. Cheetah, it's not Tom.
All right, yeah, Cheetah. Mr. Cheetah, sir?
Yeah, you got him.
All right, yeah.
Can you keep up with me?
What?
Can you keep up with me?
Yeah, I'm keeping up with you.
I don't think you are.
I'm ahead of you.
Bring it.
Bring it?
Yeah.
Take a lap.
Take a lap. I already lapped you, son.
No. Take another lap.
I've taken all the laps I'm ever going to take, son, okay? No response to that, I guess. Yes, okay. Hey, how about this whole Kobe Bryant thing?
FMU, you're on the air.
I'd like to speak to Bill Cheetah.
That's me. How's it going, son?
There's only two things that come out of Texas, Spears and Queers, and Cheetahs don't have horns.
Wow, didn't see that coming. Steers and Queers. Wow, last time I heard that, I fell off my dinosaur. Dump this guy. We got any more callers?
Hey, could I speak to the cheese dog?
It's the cheetah.
Oh, sorry.
The Texan, okay?
Now, you're talking about people
talking
being
about
able to keep
stuff.
Up with you?
Pardon me?
People, you know how you were saying, you kept saying, yeah, I'm the cheese dog. Can you keep up with me?
That's right. Can you keep up with me?
Yeah. I don't think anyone's so slow that they couldn't keep up with you.
I'm not sure what you're getting at, but
yeah,
you
okay,
need to have
Mr.
a little
cheese
more
dog.
Mind power if you are going to keep up with the cheetah. That was
yeah.
Very unfunny.
What?
That was very unfunny.
Very unfunny?
That's right. Oh, he understands English. And
oh, he
dump him. Okay, you're on KLBJ.
Yes, this is Cheetah.
That's right. What do you want from Cheetah? Hello?
Cheetah?
That's right.
I got to say, you're really doing a great show.
Thank you.
I love what
what's
you
your
do.
Name? What's your name?
My name's Garrett.
Garrett?
Yes.
What kind of name is that, son?
It's a cool name.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Morristown, New Jersey.
Oh, great town. Smells like bile, though, from what I've heard. Yes, okay.
Cheetah.
Hey, do you want to hear, I know what you want to hear. You want to hear a little hazy fantasy, don't you?
I got a question about your topics.
Okay.
You talked about best fast food.
That's right.
You know, I'm a fan. Do you remember the old Arthur Treacher's places?
Yes, we do. We did have a couple of those out here. They've since moved, but I did like them. The batter was a little too much for me, but I it was kind of tasty.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
That was your favorite. What? Pretty good fries from what I remember also.
And then you got that third topic, right?
Right, right.
What was that again?
Why is it okay for some people to use the N-word, but we can't?
Well, what's your take on that?
Well, you know, I think it's a little, it's hypocritical, you know. Some people can pat each other on the back and say, what up, N? And, you know, we can't. We can't call it.
Oh, stop it. Please.
What?
It's really...
I'm just throwing a topic out there, something I've always wondered.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Haven't you ever wondered that?
No.
Well, I'd love to hear what that caller has to say about it.
FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, but about that topic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's because we overused it, kind of, you know? Well,
I didn't.
Well, I didn't either.
So you
I
want
wasn't
your,
around that.
So what do you want, a fair chance to use it?
Well, you know, I'm up for everybody being equal, and I think why can't we all call each other whatever we want to call each other?
No matter
we'll
how,
not be
no,
happy.
No matter how offensive
like,
it is.
You're from Texas, so I can call you trailer trash.
I can take that.
Okay.
I mean,
but why can't
that? Called that?
Why can't they take it?
My mother calls me that.
What?
My mother calls me that.
Yeah.
Why can't
you married your sister? That's what she called.
Get off my phone. Why can't they take it? How you and him are you? This is completely horrifying.
Hey, looks like we have a very similar audience.
FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just want Cheetah Man to know he sucks really bad. Glasspipeworld.com. Bye.
Glasspipe.com. What is that?
I don't know, but it sounds like people do not like you.
Well, you know, I'm here to stay. I'm here forever.
You're here forever.
That's right. I will be here as long as the public demands it.
FMU, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
What's up, son?
Are you still on?
I'm on forever. You heard me.
Oh, awesome. KOBJ's my favorite channel, my favorite radio station. Did you know that?
Wow, I think I have
I
found
it.
My new side.
I love the station.
I love what's your name?
I love all the music.
Pardon me?
I love the music.
You want some more music?
I love the music.
Okay, well, here's some
Just play the music.
You want a little more music?
Yeah, it's my favorite show on Tuesdays. You know, you could be the next Boris from WRRV. You're just becoming the new rock alternative.
Wow.
I think people already look up to you.
You are my new sidekick.
I'm KOBJ, man.
You've got to stop talking, though, if you're going to be my sidekick, because I'm the cheetah. I'm going to call... How about if I call you? I call you the prairie dog. How about that?
Okay.
What's your first name?
And then since prairie dogs, like, dig around in holes, then I'll be the prairie dog that is digging around in holes.
That's right.
And then some people in America kill me for the meat. Because I am a prairie dog.
Meat.
And I live on the prairie. Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to take this all in. It's
Yeah, write down a piece of paper.
Okay.
Let me forget my position.
Okay, I got it.
Okay.
My new sidekick, I love it.
Wow, this is magical.
But you gotta stop talking when I start.
Magical radio.
Rule number one.
Magical, boy, you really.
That is rule number one.
You're blowing me out of the water.
I know.
You're really not.
I don't live in the water. I live in the holes in the ground. I live there.
I didn't understand a word that you just said.
I live in the ground.
Okay, here we go. I'm sorry to do this. But you're not going to be my sidekick anymore.
No, I will stay on
and
I'll be
better. Lose him.
No, I won't do that thing.
You're gone. Is he gone, Todd? Todd.
Can I speak to Tom for a second?
I don't think Tom is in control anymore. You're talking to the cheetah. What
okay,
is,
so why isn't Tom in control anymore?
Pardon me?
Why isn't Tom in control?
I think Tom is taking a squeeze right now.
Taking a squeeze?
No, I'm right here. How dare you?
Okay.
Oh, hey, Tom.
Hey.
Why don't you just give him one of those GOMFs?
Because this is a dare a little bit, so I'm trying to see how he...
Yeah, but this guy's a loser. He's got a fantasy radio.
It's real to me, and it's going to be real to you soon.
No, it's not real.
It's real to you right now.
Real to me right now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
As real as it ever gets, my friend.
Is Tom fulfilling your fantasy?
One of them, yes.
What's the other one?
The other one
I bet it involves with
the
that,
other one involves
our
next artist here, okay?
Okay.
All right. I do want to send this one out to my better half, my life partner, Chris. I love you so much, and you better believe that I'm going to get you.
Let's go.
That's right, I am going to get you. Hey, everybody, it's about time for me to say I got a splitski. So I want to wish you all a happy Tuesday night.
and you have been running with the cheetah.
Cheetah.
I return you now to the board.
Is this the cheetah? Cheetah.
That's right. Who's this?
My name's Steve.
Hey, Steve. I only got 1 minute, okay? I got to turn the show back over to El Lamo.
Let me take this minute just to tell you, you're a fantastic broadcaster, and I'm interested in hiring you for my fantasy station.
Okay, what's your station, what's your format?
Well, it's kind of like yours, except mine takes place on a cloud.
A cloud?
Yeah, we do my show on a cloud.
Okay.
You like that?
I do like it.
And it's a rocket ship.
It's a rocket ship. Okay, wow. I'm into it. What's your format again? I mean, do you play everything or what? Do you play,
The format is I'm gonna stab you.
What?
You heard me. I'm gonna come over there and stab you.
Oh, no you're not.
I'm gonna make you eat a weed whacker.
Nobody threatens the cheetah and lives to tell about it, okay?
I just did threaten you, and you're going to take it.
No, I'm not. You know why?
Why?
Because I got to get running. Because you are running with the cheetah.
The only thing I got to say to you...
Is it over? Is our national nightmare over? The end of running with the cheetah? Thank God. And he hangs up. Great. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
It's Mullet Man.
How you doing, Mullet Lad?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, Mullet Lad.
You glad I'm back? Or do you want Bill Cheetah here every week?
No. I'm glad you're back. That show is ridiculous with that guy.
Was that guy awful?
Definitely, yeah. I wasn't amused for more than, 5 seconds. Well, I was amused, but that was because, it was, so terrible, I kind of thought it was funny.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. Oh, yes. Last week, sorry about the boring with the American Gladiators.
That's all right.
It's not for everybody.
Sure.
All right, yeah. That guy was terrible, though.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
So are you going to do a song for our song contest?
Would you like me to?
Yes.
All right, because I got some whipped up. You want me to start singing it now?
No, record it, and then just you can send it to us. You can stick it on a CD, or you can send it as an MP3.
All right, well, I have a bunch of stuff written down. I could just give you a little taste.
No, no tastes.
All right, yeah, all right. That's better. Keep it secret.
Do it right. Do it the right way.
I will.
All right?
Yeah, right.
Thanks, Mullet Lad.
Well, hold on. Yo,
yeah, what?
Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to talk about, Philly Boy Roy?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't really think of one good quality that he has.
You know what's exciting about Philly Boy Roy?
He brings some excitement to the show sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But did you see the game, the video game of Philly Boy Roy?
No, I didn't.
Go to, you have to go to the Friends of Tom site and click on the arcade section, which I have to say there's three games up there. There's a Philly Boy Roy Asteroids game, right?
Oh, really?
Where it's like you're playing Asteroids, but Philly Boy Roy is, his head is in place of the Asteroids.
Oh, nice.
There's a game called Call Screener Catastrophe, which the one and only Petey designed, which is really hilarious and has a lot of clips of different callers from the show, which I think is it really is unbelievable, and he really did an unbelievably great job on it. And there's another game called it's a game for Merlin Hogan, who was the psychic who called in the show a while ago, where you can get him to give you predictions.
Nice.
So check it out.
Is that a new addition?
Yes, it's a new addition to the site.
Nice.
All right.
You know what you should have told that leopard guy?
What's that?
You should have told him to take a lap.
You like that, don't you?
I mean, yeah, I think it would have worked well.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Wait, hold on, Tom. the membership card? It never...
Nah, get off my phone. You'll get your membership card. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Hey, who's that guy?
Who's this?
Well?
Who is this?
You know who it is.
I don't know who it is.
No, because once I tell you, you're going to hang up on me. Come on.
Who is it?
All right, it's Joe.
Joe?
Yeah.
Joe from what?
From Mountain Lakes. I'm friends with the mullet lad.
Uh-huh. And wait, are you one of those guys who was part of that Good Vibrations thing?
Not anymore.
But were you in the past?
Yeah.
You were right. I would hang up on you. Let's listen to another entry in the song contest. We can get this cooking. Let me see if I can get this going here. Back it up. Stop it. That's not an entry in the contest. How dare you? Someone's sending that in. Shame on you. We got to get rocking on this contest, people. We only have a month to go. I'm looking for some hot action here. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Yeah, how does that fantasy radio work?
Who is this?
What?
What's your name?
It's the Cheese Dog.
Hey, I recognize your voice, right?
No.
No?
I just want to know how that guy's fantasy radio works.
I guess you just heard it, right?
What?
I guess you just heard it. He just did it.
No, like when it's in Texas. Like, if it's a fantasy radio, it's not a real radio station, right?
I guess he's listening on the internet.
Oh. But what a loser. That fantasy radio? I'm still on the air, and you're just pretending I hung up.
No, I'm not. I'm here.
Oh, okay. But why'd you have to let him on? Like, how'd you get in touch with him?
He called me.
What'd he say?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he said exactly what he said on the radio a little bit ago. Get off my phone! What am I, Cliff Notes for my own show 40 minutes later? Shame on you. I give up. Explaining my own show minutes after the fact. Hey, you know the Upright Citizens Brigade? It's funny stuff, right? They're one of the best improv troupe groups ever. And they will be doing a special show at North 6 in Brooklyn on Tuesday, August 19th. I've got one pair of tickets to give away to that super fantastic show. For all you cool people, it's going to be a great night. They're as funny as they get. And you've heard Matt Walsh, one of the Upright Citizens Brigade, on this show as a regular-ish guest. I've got a pair of tickets, 201-200-9368. if you're interested. 201-200-9368. FMU, you're on the air.
Tom?
Yeah.
This is Jamie Farr. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing okay. The Jamie Farr?
The Jamie Farr from the television.
Really?
Klinger from MASH.
Wow.
Of course. And also, celebrity judge on the Gong Show.
That's right.
The Curse 2. The Bite. Another movie I was in.
Uh-huh.
And Happy Hour. Do you remember Happy Hour?
I do not remember Happy Hour, no.
That was another movie I was in. So I just called to talk. I enjoy the show.
Really?
I want to let you know a little bit about what I've been doing lately.
Sure. Well, what's been up with Jamie Farr?
Well, I've been... recently drove around the country buying copies of my book, Just Far Fun, off of Remainder Tables, and been trying to resell them on eBay.
Okay. Have you had any luck with that?
A little bit. When I, you know, start them out at 50 cents or something.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also been working on this this new movie here.
You're working on a new movie?
Well, I'm in a movie.
Okay.
I'm in a new movie. You know, and it's, well, let me back up a little bit. I mean...
Okay.
I was going to write another book, okay? And it was going to be called Far Play. F-A-R-R Play.
Okay, which is like a play on words for...
Right, and it was gonna be it was gonna double as it was gonna be tips for the golf course that also work in the bedroom, if you know what I'm saying.
Tips on the golf course that also work in the bedroom.
Right, lots of double entendres, as they say.
Okay, okay.
But then I got signed on to do this movie called Cyber Meltdown.
Cyber Meltdown.
That's right.
So you're doing a new movie, Jamie Farr.
I am in a new movie called Cyber Meltdown. It'll be out next year.
And what is
Cyber? It's an action movie.
Okay.
It's me and Linda Blair, Rowdy Roddy Piper, and the great Omar Sharif.
Wow, that is some cast.
And it's futuristic action adventure, Cyber Meltdown.
Really? And do you play, what
I
do you play,
play a cyborg.
Really? Like
That's
an,
right.
Like an older cyborg, I'm assuming.
I'm the older mentor cyborg.
Okay.
I'm the cyborg that is a mentor to the other cyborgs and futuristic cast members. But I will tell you, working on this movie has had such an influence on me that I've decided to change the whole direction of my next book.
Okay.
I am going to write a cyberpunk novel.
Jamie...
Forced Entry.
Like Forced Entry, kind of like that?
F-A-R-R-C-E-D, Entry. It's going to be my new cyberpunk novel.
Huh. So you now are willing, you are ready to enter that community.
I have been reborn as a cyberpunk, both in my art and life.
This is very hard to process, the idea of Jamie Farr, the guy who we loved as Klinger on MASH and the Sheik in the Cannonball Run movies, that you
right.
now are a cyberpunk.
Everybody has a renaissance in their autumnal years, you know. This is mine.
Okay.
I'm
well,
a cyberpunk.
And so your book, now this book, Forced Entry.
Forced Entry. I am a cyberpunk private investigator from the future with a mechanical arm.
Okay. So you'll have a mechanical
and
arm.
And a super brain, like a computer.
Wow. So you really are...
time travel. I do a lot of time traveling in the book, and I do a lot of shape-shifting.
Wow, so this is pretty... This is kind of a reach for you.
It's a thriller.
It sounds like it. I'm thrilled already.
I'm very excited about Forest Entry.
So people can look for that when, do you think that would be done?
Sometime next year, if things work out. You know, I mean...
Do you have a publisher?
My last book didn't sell that well.
Mm-hmm.
Just far fun.
Just so we
so
can...
I decided to make things a little darker this time around. And also a little more contemporary, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
I mean, I figured the cyberpunk revolution is just now kind of getting some speed to it.
Sure, I guess, you know. Good luck with it.
This is the first year I've ever heard of it.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't live under a rock, Sharpling.
It's obvious you don't. If you're hip to this whole cyberpunk thing.
Aren't you excited?
I'm very excited. I can't wait to read your...
You want me to come up to the station and demonstrate my new mechanical arm for you?
Well, that's in
I made one in my garage.
Oh, you made... Okay, sure. Oh, my God, I would love that. When do you think you could come by?
I'm a method writer, as they say.
You kind of really
get into the whole thing. I am a cyberpunk.
This
Jamie
is...
Farr is a cyberpunk.
That's very exciting. I cannot wait to hear more details about this.
That's not sarcasm, is it?
It is absolutely not sarcasm.
I wouldn't like to hear any sarcasm coming from you.
You won't get it from me.
I wouldn't want to have to kill you with my mind.
So you're kind of into the character right now.
I don't want to have to kill you with my mind.
Is that you talking, or is that the cyberpunk character?
There is no difference.
Wow, so you're really into this, then.
I am a cyberpunk.
I can't.
Sound doubtful.
I do not. If I sound doubtful, I guess it's because it's not exactly what everybody would expect. Right?
I guess so, but it's, you know... I hate to be predictable. And
well,
I also would hate to have to kill you with my mind.
Please don't. Well, Mr. Farr, if there's ever any chance you could come down...
Are you letting me go?
I'm moving things along a little bit.
Do you feel a pain behind your eyeballs?
No.
That's me. I'm in your mind. Jamie Farr.
So, do you want me to play along with this? I mean, is this...
Well, I guess I'll let you go, then.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Farr.
Thank you, Sharpling.
You have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Jamie Farr, a fan of the show. Huh. Who knew? Now, we got these Upright Citizens Brigade tickets, North 6 out in Brooklyn, Tuesday, August 19th, waiting for you to snap them up. 201-200-9368, 201-200-WFMU. You can call right now. First call gets them. It's a good, funny night. A fun... humor-based entertainment. Hey, you know what we do usually at this time every week? We call our fantastic movie theater. Down in... North Carolina. We're going to do that in a minute. So let's take this call. FMU, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Hey, turn your radio down.
I'd like to talk about the funny movie.
About what?
The funny movie.
What funny movie? Oh, you're so stupid. Holy moly. At this late date, hasn't the concept of turning down your radio when you call a radio show, hasn't that, like, dawned on people? Has that not? Is that still an obscure concept? Let's call our favorite movie theater.
Name Gone to Ground Cinema, located at 119 North Main Street, Graham, North Carolina. Need to talk to me personally, call 3360. I know that if I'm out there leaving a message, name is Tim Bott. I'll call you back just as soon as I get in. Starting Friday, August 1st. For a week, maybe 2 weeks, I don't know. We got a movie called Anger Management. That's got Jack Nicholson in it and Adam Sandler, and it's a comedy, PG-13 comedy. All seats $2, and it plays at 7 and 9:15 every night, and on Saturday and Sunday at 2:30, 4:45, 7 and 9:15. And this movie's a little bit different. It's got some twists and turns in there. I think you'll probably like this movie, so come check it out. It's well worth $2. Talking about anger, I remember one time, this is years and years ago, this woman came out, she was mad, boy, she'd been in theater, she said, are you the manager? And I said, yes, ma'am. She says, you got a brat up there in the balcony that's dropping cups on people's heads. And she said, I'm furious. I said, don't worry, lady, I'll take care of that brat. I'll see to it he never drops a cup on anybody's head. And I flew up in that balcony. And that lady was right. And he won't ever drop no cups on nobody else's head again, I promise you, because when I got him home, I wore him out. It was my kid. Now I was angry, I tell you. Oh, well, that really happened. Let me see. I got a joke to tell you. See if I can clean it up a little bit. A guy told me this joke. He said this young girl went to see the preacher and said, preacher, I'm really mad at old Billy Wayne. Said, that SOB did me wrong. She said, what's the matter? She said, well, he told me he loved me and he wanted to marry me one day, and he talked me into making love to him, and as soon as I did, he dropped me for another girl. Preacher said, well, don't call him an SOB, said, because, you know, he's a man. I mean, men are weak, and we can't help ourselves on some things, and I know that isn't exactly right, but that's no reason to call him an SOB. She said, well, I don't know why you're taking up for him, because, you know, he did the same thing to your daughter. And the preacher says, now, where is that SOB? I'm going to kick his butt. Oh, well, come on down here to Graham and check us out. We'd love to have you.
There it is. Every week, we check in with him. I am surprised, though, that he referred to Anger Management as a movie with a lot of twists and turns. I saw it, and not that many twists and not that many turns. It had two turns less than Black Sheep had. (201) 200-9368 is the number. We got those Upright Citizens Brigade tickets sitting on the chopper for you to grab with a call to 201-200-9368. But in the meantime, did you hear about James Brown and his, he broke up with his wife. You know, they were married in December 2001. But when he broke up with his wife, how did he do it? He took out a full-page ad in Variety, the entertainment industry trade paper. The edition of the paper had a photo of James Brown and his wife, Tomi Rhea Brown, and their two-year-old son, James Joseph Brown II, at Walt Disney World with Goofy, posing with Goofy. And above the photo, it said that because of the, quote, heavy, demanding tour schedule, the couple has decided to go their separate ways. There are no hard feelings, just a mutual show business decision made by both parties. They decided to break up with, quote, love and affection. So James Brown takes out an ad in Variety when he breaks up with his wife. Little off. Yes? Yes. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Who's this?
This is Larry.
Hey, what's up, Larry? Where are you calling from, buddy?
I'm calling from NJ.
NJ. Can you be a little less specific?
No, I can't.
What's up?
Not much, really. I was just wondering how you're doing. You
know? Oh, great. Interesting call. Goodbye. How am I doing? What are you, my doctor? Get off my phone. Somebody just posted on the Friends of Tom chat, James Brown is funkier than this entire chat room put together times a million. True, but I didn't think that funk was our intent here. Are we trying to be funky? I hope not. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, who's this?
It's Officer Tom.
How you doing, guy?
Good, man. I just wanted to call and see how your war wound is doing today.
I got my stitches taken out today.
Yeah, did you do it yourself? Did you, like, gnaw them off with your teeth?
No, I did not gnaw them off with my teeth. I took advantage of the fact that I have insurance and let someone else do it.
Okay. Everything went okay?
Yes. I only passed out twice.
Well, that's not too bad. It's not holding you up from typing or anything, right?
No, it's not.
Good. How's it going? You still on vacation?
I just actually officially started it this week.
Oh, okay.
How's everything out there? Are you going to work now?
No, I'm actually I'll be working day shift this week. You know, day shift is like the worst shift to work. It's like 8 a.m. till 4 p.m.
So then what makes in the summer, is that why? Is it the worst in the summer?
It's just so many people around, you know? It's like catering to people and having to actually talk to them and be nice. It gets a little distressing at times. Yeah.
Now, if someone needs directions, right? Or if they're looking for a place, what is the best way for them to ask an officer of the law?
Well, I can tell you the worst way.
Uh-huh. Is it the worst, honk?
Well, that'll get you a glaring look from most cops when you honk at them.
Uh-huh.
But, like, if they're, like, have somebody pulled over and they got the overhead lights going and they're, you know, or, like, they have, like, a couple of guys out of the car at gunpoint
mm-hmm.
and some lady pulls up in her car and she's like, oh, can you tell me how to get to First Street? You know, you just want to pull her out of the car and have her lined up with the bad guys.
Your woman's voice is amazing, by the way.
Thank you. I was working on it. I was going to use that on my fantasy radio show.
Oh, on your show.
Yes.
So then that's the worst time to do it is when a cop is in the middle of something.
Absolutely. And you know, there's really no opportune moment. I mean, you know, you go into Dunkin' Donuts and the cop is waiting online and, all right, maybe you want to ask them then. But, you know, you don't see me walking into the Dunkin' Donuts when you're sitting there eating and saying to you, you know, whatever your profession may be, and asking you questions about that, you know.
Uh-huh.
But again, there's a line there. Of course, you're a public servant. You have to offer a little bit of yourself. But sometimes it gets a little annoying.
Now, here's a question for you that just, this drives me nuts.
I live in the suburbs.
Right.
And I take my dog for a walk at night, right? You know,
right.
There's no one else on the street. A lot of the time, there'll be like a, like you'll see like a squad car just rolling through town.
Right.
Right? Or I walk past the police station and I see a cop coming in or coming out or something. And like they look at you. And then I just give them like a friendly nod.
Right.
Like, hey. Like not like I'm trying to be like, hey, officer, how's everything going? But like I just give them like the, hey, how's it going? And like they do not reciprocate.
Yeah, those are the hardened and disgruntled guys. I bet you it's not all of them. It's probably just some of them, you know?
I mean, what are they trying to prove with that? I see the uniform. I know who they are. I don't assume that they're transients or drifters jumping on the train. I see you're wearing the blue there.
Exactly.
But when it's just like they like look away like meh. It's like, you know, I don't know. That's what gives cops a bad name. That.
You're right. I can't tell you how many people I actually wave to in a day.
Uh-huh.
I do. I actually, you know, of course, you always make the time to wave to the kids on the bike. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then, like, the hot-looking chicks. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
those are not necessarily in that order.
Okay. So if you had to, if you saw a hot-looking chick, right, on the street, and you had to almost like get a kid's, like make a kid crash his bike to get over in front of the hot looking chick. What would happen?
Oh, that's, I guess it would vary on day to day. I could hear the Dark Overlord cracking up in the other room over this. I guess it depends on how hot they are, you know?
Uh-huh.
If it's the kid that's, pedaling to the, if he's like the rescue squad kid on his BMX bike, you know, we got to take him out.
Uh-huh.
And just, you know, rack up your points on that one.
He just does not even factor in.
That, no.
That's like less than human.
Yes. I had emailed with Savington. He's putting together a new game for the arcade.
Okay, great.
It's going to be like a Death Race 2000. Type game. Are you familiar with that movie?
Oh my God, yeah.
Okay.
That'd be unbelievable.
And I just, for the first time, after you talked about the arcade before, I played the call screener game by Petey. It's unbelievable.
You're on it.
I know. The Dark Overlord brought it up, and she started playing it, and I looked over, and it was me. It was unbelievable. And his choice of sound bites are remarkable.
How isn't Petey amazing?
The kid is like, I would call him an idiot savant, but he's just like a savant.
Yeah, when you were 12, I mean, look at his body of work. 3 CDs, he has like a website, he's designed all these games, he makes these movies that he sent me. He's doing all this computer animation. When I was like 12, the only thing like I had going on was like, nothing.
You were listening to the radio.
Exactly. I had my fantasy radio station.
Listening to Bill Cheetah.
That's all I had going for me back then. So,
yeah.
So are we going to work on the other thing soon?
We're going to work at... Everything's still in the works, man. I'm going to have to email you, and we'll follow through on that. We'll get it done, hopefully, before the fall sets in.
Uh-huh.
You know, actually, the fall, it's a little better when it starts to get darker a little earlier.
Okay.
I guess we could talk about it if you'd like.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Well, you know, everybody knows that Tommy's going to go for a ride-along with Officer Tom in
yes.
the patrol car. And we're going to go out, we're going to bust the bad guys.
I can't wait.
I'm gonna try to get it so that you can actually tear somebody out of the vent window of their car.
Really?
Yes.
And drag them. Have you ever found anybody hiding underneath a kiddie pool?
I don't lift this kiddie pool. I just drive over it with the car. it's less paperwork involved.
So you just assume that they're under there.
Exactly.
If you see a kiddie pool, you've got to assume. You know, the thing is, if you hide under the kiddie pool, how do you know when the cops are gone? Like, are you, like, that would be the worst thing, to have actually kind of gotten away with it. Like, you hid under the kiddie pool and they ran past you, and then, like, you got up and then they saw the kiddie pool move. Then it's like, oh, you actually had it and now you lost it.
It's like a huge tortoise.
Like a huge
crawling light, across the backyard.
Yeah, a light blue tortoise.
Whoever hides under a kiddie pool just deserves to be run over. Without a doubt.
I love it.
Exactly.
All right.
It's going good tonight, man. Everybody's cranking on the chat.
Yeah.
The whole crew is there tonight.
Everybody's out tonight. Everybody.
Yeah.
I think it was the flash floods that might have had something to do with everybody being inside.
Did you have that yesterday?
The flash floods?
Yeah.
Well, I had them today.
Oh, really?
We got hit pretty hard in this area.
Right. Well, I'm a little bit north of you, and we got pummeled yesterday afternoon. And I could tell you a brief story, if you'd like, about a lady. Would you like me to do that?
Yeah, yeah.
I had to go to this house. We call it a welfare check. You know, like the guy is out of his house, and nobody's answering the phone at home. So it could be potentially a real problem, you know?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So we go there, and it winds up that their phone is out because of the storm. And the guy's mother is babysitting his little boy or whatever. And he says, she goes, oh, can you call him and let him know everything's okay because my phone is out? And I'm like, yeah, no problem. Give me the number. And she starts rattling off like some 30-digit number. I go, where is this? She goes, oh, he's in Scotland. I go, you want me to call your son in Scotland to let him know that you're okay? And I was like, you know, I don't think I can do that.
Uh-huh.
So I just kind of like blew her off a little bit. And then, I don't know. Some people are just very needy.
Yes.
And they have very little common sense.
It's got to be a call within the continental U.S. is what
you're
saying.
Yeah, you know, exactly. No toll calls. I'm sorry. I guess it didn't have that much impact, but this is just the way. And then multiply that by 100, and that's the kind of people I deal with on a daily basis.
Come on, people. Shape up. You hear what the guy's saying. Stop asking for the cops to call Scotland. You know they're not gonna. They won't even nod to you when you walk down the street. You think they're going to call Scotland for you?
I got Scout the dog sitting here. Speak. Go on. No, he ain't going to do it.
Scout?
Scout.
What kind of dog is Scout?
He's a Shepherd Terrier. He's about 40 pounds.
Scout.
Let me get him inside by the Dark Overlord, and maybe you can talk to him.
Okay, I'll talk to Scout. Yeah, let's try to talk to Scout.
Go, come on. Okay. Over here. Go. Over here. Okay. Jen, put him by the thing. All right, go ahead. He's in there.
Okay. Scout! Speak! Speak! Scout! Scout! Speak! Roll over! Scout! Scout!
I don't know. I don't know what happened. Did I lose you?
No, I was trying to do a high-pitched scream for Scout.
All right, Tom. I'm going to let you go.
All right, well, you have a good night. Say hi to the Dark Overlord.
I will.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, everybody, 10 minutes left in the show. 201-200-9368. 201-200-WFMU. I guess no one wants these Upright Citizens Brigade tickets. Hey, did you hear what happened at the Limp Bizkit concert? This is hilarious, actually. It's Limp Bizkit are opening for Metallica this summer. And when they were playing, Limp Bizkit came out. This was in Chicago. And this is around 7 o'clock at night on the bill. Fans started throwing garbage at the stage. Then Fred Durst started encouraging the audience throwing stuff. And then launched into, at first he was encouraging them, then he launched into a tirade against Chicago. He was saying that he would fight anyone within earshot. And then the crowd calmed down for and listened to, they let Limp Bizkit play a couple songs. But then Fred Durst started again, doing the and then the fans started throwing stuff again and booing them. And there were signs there saying mean stuff about Fred Durst. Limp Bizkit, it's over. Good riddance to bad trash. Right, everybody? Good riddance to bad trash. Limp Bizkit, gone. I don't know. We got some Primus fans out there. There might be some Limp Bizkit fans in the audience. I don't know. We got some Toklas fans out there. There might be some Limp Bizkit fans. I don't know. We got some Quintron fans out there. Might be some Limp Bizkit fans. I don't know. We got some Velvet Underground fans out there. Might have some Limp Bizkit fans. 201-200-9368. 7 minutes left in the show before Tommy can go. Put his records away and get into his car and drive. Just drive. The ticket's still sitting there unclaimed for the Upright Citizens Brigade. Strange. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call Matt Walsh from the Upright Citizens Brigade and ask him about this. Dialing. Let's see if he's there. Gonna pick up.
Hi, you have reached the secret spy phone.
No, he's not there. FMU, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, I wanted tickets.
You want the tickets?
Yeah, it's John Junk.
It's John Junk. Do you like the Upright Citizens Brigade?
Yeah, I've been there twice.
Well, this is in Brooklyn, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's cool. Well, when is it?
It's in 2 weeks. It's on a Tuesday night. You're going to miss the best show.
Oh, forget it.
Nice!
No, wait. What's the date? I'm sorry.
It's the 19th. You can take them if you want. I won't be mad.
Yeah, I'm going to take them. That would be fantastic.
You know what?
What?
How good are you at Johnny Depp's filmography?
I'm okay.
Because you're going to have to answer.
I'm ready for it.
A Johnny Depp film trivia question. What Johnny Depp movie took place in the year 1960?
Oh, man. Edward Scissorhands?
No. Wrong. You get three guesses.
Know. Gilbert Grape? No.
No.
Benny and June?
No.
All right.
If no one else gets them, you can have the tickets, but otherwise, you're out of luck, buddy. You got to be better with Johnny Depp trivia.
Okay. Well, thanks, Tom.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
What Johnny Depp movie came out in 1960? 201-200-9368. Well, it didn't come out in 1960. It took place in 1960. Sorry, because that would be a trick question, because Johnny Depp was born in 1963. June 9th, 1963, to be exact. Owensboro, Kentucky, to be more exact. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. Hey, do you want these tickets?
Yeah, I want to guess, and I also want the tickets.
Have you ever been to North 6 in Brooklyn?
No, but I know where it is.
Where are you from?
I'm from New Brunswick, New Jersey. My name's Morgan.
And you're going to make a trip out to Brooklyn for this show?
Yeah, there's shows going on in Brooklyn all the time, right?
Do you go there a lot for shows?
Yeah.
Where's your Brooklyn. Favorite place to see shows in Brooklyn?
I don't know, Lux.
All right. What movie took place in 1960?
I'm going to guess Cry Baby, man.
Wrong. You were wrong. 201-200-9368. We got 2 minutes left. These tickets are sitting there on the table for you to take if you can guess which Johnny Depp movie took place in 1960. FMU, you're on the air.
Hey, I want those tickets.
What's your name?
Casey.
Casey. Where are you from, Casey?
West Orange.
Do you go to Brooklyn?
Yeah, I love North 6. I go there all the time.
Are you going to go see the Upright Citizens Brigade show?
Yeah, my fiance's been trying to get me to go, so I'm hoping I can win these tickets, Tom.
So what Johnny Depp movie took place in 1960?
I think Blow.
No! That's the 70s.
On.
Get off my phone. How dare you. Blow? Yeah. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I want to go to the show. I think I know the answer.
What's your name?
Leslie.
Leslie, where are you calling from?
Williamsburg.
Okay, what's the name of the
Ed
movie?
Wood.
Wrong!
Oh, no!
Oh, yes! FMU, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I want to win those tickets.
What's your name?
My name's Ben.
Ben, where are you calling from, Ben?
I'm calling from New York City.
Okay, what movie?
Platoon.
Wrong! Yes, Vietnam. The Vietnam War started in 1960. FMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, was it Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
No! Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. He was so mad at President Nixon in 1960. FMU, you're on the air.
The Astronaut's Wife.
No, it's not The Astronaut's Wife. That took place in present day. How dare you. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to hazard a guess at the movie.
What's your name?
My name is Evan.
Evan?
And I'm actually playing on behalf of John Junk.
And where are you calling from, Evan?
I'm calling from Newbridge, New Jersey.
Okay, and what movie?
Is it What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
No! It's not. I can't believe nobody knows this movie. You're all so stupid. See, that was like God punishing me. The second I called, I said, "You're all so stupid," something fell and hit me. I'm so sorry, everybody. I can't believe I can't give these tickets away. Nobody knows what movie took place in Johnny Depp movie took place in 1960. Do you know? Bryce knows. Do you know? He knows. OCDJ knows. Oh. I'll take a couple more calls real quick. 201-200-9368. 201-200-9368. Which movie took place in 1960? Which Johnny Depp movie took place in 1960. It's there for you. Come on, everybody. And the phones explode. FMU, you're on the air. What's your name?
Yeah, my name's Dave.
Dave, where are you calling from?
I'm coming home from the island, going to Clifton.
Okay. What movie?
Donnie Brasco.
Wrong! Ah, that's it. If John Junk can call and get through, and then he gets the tickets. Because he... No, actually, no, he doesn't. FMU, you're on the air. How dare you, all of you. FMU, you're on the air.
How about the Brave?
A creative guess, but no. The Brave, the unreleased Johnny Depp directed movie. FMU, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
This is Tim.
Tim, where are you calling from?
Calling from Manhattan.
And are you going to go to the show if you win the tickets?
Yeah.
What movie?
Would it be Ed Wood?
No! It's not Ed Wood. I've got to go. What am I playing here, Bryce? FMU, you're on the air.
Hi. I think I know the answer.
What is it?
Crybaby?
No! CD one? I got to go. Okay, he just yelled at me. FM. You people need to get better at your Johnny Depp trivia. The Dark Overlord got it right on the internet. Congratulations. But she can't win him because it's on the internet. FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, I think I know the answer.
What is it?
Chocolat?
Yes, it's Chocolat.
Chocolat?
Yeah. Are you going to use these tickets?
I think so, yeah.
You think so? You have to know so.
I will.
What's your name?
Duncan.
Duncan?
Yep.
I'm going to put you on hold, Duncan.
Okay.
Come on, everybody. So, everybody, just stay, sit tight. Here comes Bryce. Ba-da-da-da-da. 201 WFMU East Orange. WFHB Mount Hope Worldwide on your worldwide web.